AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump is shrugging off any blame for last week's riot at the Capitol. The AP's Sagar Magani reports Democrats are pushing to get the president out of office or impeached.
Democrats say the president incited an insurrection by urging backers to march on the Capitol and then praising them during the assault itself. But he's not taking responsibility.
People thought that what I said was totally appropriate.
That was outside the White House before he left for Texas, where the president brushed off calls for Vice President Pence and the cabinet to use constitutional powers and remove him from office.
The 25th Amendment is of zero risk to me, but will come back to haunt Joe Biden and the Biden administration.
Adding, be careful of what you wish for. He says the impeachment push is causing tremendous anger and division, which is very dangerous for the nation at what he calls this very tender time. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president can choose his fate.
If he won't resign, and Vice President Pence and the cabinet won't invoke the 25th Amendment, he will be impeached by the House and, as the law requires, tried by the Senate.
The FBI says it notified other law enforcement agencies, including Capitol Police, the day before the riot at the Capitol about an online message about a war and storming the Capitol.
We briefed that within 40 minutes to our law enforcement partners, our federal, state, and law enforcement partners that we have on our command post.
The FBI Stephen Duantano says they have already opened 160 case files. House lawmakers will now be required to go through a metal detector security screening before being allowed to enter the chamber. The U.S. will allow more people to get coronavirus shots, including those 65 and older. Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points at the close. This is AP News. Indonesian divers found the black box from an airjet that crashed into the Java Sea over the weekend with 62 people on board.
Bagaimana pengalaman Anda ketika penerbangan?
A local TV station broadcasts footage of divers on an inflatable vessel with a large container holding the device heading to a Jakarta port. It's not immediately clear if the device was the plane's flight data or cockpit voice recorder. The recovery is expected to help investigators determine what caused the Boeing 737-500 plane to nosedive into the ocean in heavy rain shortly after takeoff from Jakarta on Saturday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The AP has learned former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder, his health director, and other ex-officials have been told they're being charged after a new investigation of the Flint water scandal. The city was devastated with lead-contaminated water that was blamed for a deadly outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in 2014 and 2015. Ed Donahue, AP News.